Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Our daily challenges are meant to help you learn what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. We have a rhythm to keep us in sync as a community, learning the same things at the same time, even if we're not together in one place. So our rhythm starts with Mondays, where we introduce the idea for the week. Tuesdays, we study the Bible together. Wednesdays, we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live out what we've learned. And Fridays, we take time for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest. Sunday's a day for community. And then we start it all over again the next week. We're concluding our series that was called We Are, followed on from a series about God and a series about Jesus. And now we're looking at who are we in response to that. Jesus is who he says he is. God is who he says he is. Then what are we? We've learned all kinds of things. And this week is going to kind of tie it all together as we look at how we are transformed. Now, as I wrote this, I was sitting in an office overlooking a one-way street, and just about every day I spend in this office, I look out and I see people going the wrong way up the one-way street. Invariably, somebody will turn, not knowing what's happening, and just start driving up the wrong way. As a few people kind of stare and then wave and then point and try to turn people around, some people start honking their horns. So everybody tries to get the attention of the person going the wrong way. And often that person going the wrong way is confused and they don't realize what's happening. They think people are being rude or mean to them by honking and waving and yelling sometimes before they suddenly realize what's wrong. They miss the big black and white sign that everybody's pointing at. They're going the wrong way up a one-way street, and what they need to do is turn around. Maybe you've had that moment happen to you too, where you suddenly realize you've been doing the wrong thing, going the wrong way up a one-way street, about to go up the wrong escalator, about to go in the outdoor, and so on. Maybe you've had that experience of suddenly realizing what happened and looking around and saying, now what? Do I turn around and risk embarrassing myself? Do I just keep plowing ahead, pretend I knew what I was doing and I deserved to be here? Can I safely do a 18-point turn in the middle of this one-way street? Or is it better to turn into a driveway? It's a moment of panic sometimes when we realize all of a sudden we've been going the wrong way and we need to change something. Well, today we're going to explore how that happens in life. When we have that moment, we realize we've been doing something wrong, we've been going the wrong way, we've been living in the wrong direction. And the question of what happens next? Where do we go from here? Now that we realize something needs to change, what does that mean? What does it mean for somebody to decide to follow Jesus? How does it transform the old life into a new one? Well, we're going to look at that this week. But I've got a question that I want you to think about and explore with some others. When have you been literally going the wrong way in life? Did you go up a down escalator, drive down a one-way street, pull on a push door? Tell your best story of going the wrong way. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.